perfectly, and the singer who sang it magnificently was Ella Lee, mm-hmm. who is now, I think she's in Bayreuth or in Munich, oh. the opera. But where Maria Jaritzer, you know, could not reach anymore, mm-hmm. there she only began, you know, and pulled it up like marvelous. She's, mm-hmm. she's a black singer, just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Her height was fabulous.
Well, now in the same year, we see another example of the bad fortune that often plagued Eric, and this was a fanfare he wrote for the silver anniversary of the Hollywood Bowl, yet it was not performed.
Yeah, that was, you know, when, as I told you, one tried one's best, and we were always trying, you know, to contact the conductors, mm-hmm. and sometimes one was lucky. And so one day, and I wasn't even at home, the phone rang, and on the other end was Stokowski.
Stokowski, mm-hmm.
And Stokowski, Eric had sent him two scores, mm-hmm. when he came here to the summer Hollywood Bowl, the silver mm-hmm. anniversary. And I think it was in the newspaper that he was looking for new scores. Uh-huh. So we sent him, and he phoned, and he said that he was going to perform the Cossack dance, and Eric mm-hmm. was very, very happy. And then he said that he was also commissioning a fanfare for the beginning of this mm-hmm. concert. But it wasn't only Eric, I mean, mm-hmm. it was a general commission. And Eric, of course, because encouraged, because he was taking his score, sat down and composed that fanfare. But another one was chosen.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, this, perhaps we can talk for just a couple of minutes about this process of getting performances in a new country with a new language. You said you made every effort possible. Did this involve writing a large number of letters?
Oh, yes, and I was, of course, the letter writer. And Eric, I knew what he wanted, and sometimes he said it explicitly. And so we contacted whoever we knew about.
You went outside of Los Angeles then,
too. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And we met some of the conductors, you know,
mm-hmm.
and personally. And, for instance, Steinberg mm-hmm. became quite friendly and came to our house
mm-hmm.
Whenever he was in town. And he did score of Eric's, too. And so sometimes we had success with it, mm-hmm. and more often not.
I hope before we conclude this oral history that we can talk about some of the conductors who performed Eric.
Yeah.
Because the roster is an impressive
the most,
one.
As you rightly said, the most the greatest obstacle to being performed was the lack of his having published scores
mm-hmm.
and everything handwritten in his own handwriting, which didn't appeal apparently mm-hmm. to conductors who were used to this clearly printed
right.
scores. And I can't blame them. They get such a mass of material, and it's easier to make
yes.
a printed score. So many of the things didn't get looked at, or when they got looked at, they were usually very nice comments
mm-hmm.
about it. Now, Stokowski, for instance, after the concert, wrote Eric a letter, which I think was very nice,
mm-hmm.
you know, in which he commented how much he had enjoyed doing your strong music, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, but,
can you, oh.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit, the tape is just about to finish, can we talk a little bit now about Eric's move into the world of education? He's been teaching privately, but now with the conclusion of the war, does he not begin to look for a position in an institution?
Yes, of course, and it was tremendously important because we lived, so to say, from hand to mouth, as the saying is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there was an orchestration which gave us food for several months, or sometimes there were students that used to finish when the summer was began,
mm-hmm.
you know, and